Back at Chase Center, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Warriors losing tonight to the Spurs, 127-110. Glad you're with us here on the Warriors Radio Network. Golden State, it's a different year. It's a different roster, and it's got the different little foibles about it. And one is that they don't protect the rim the way they used to after being one of the a great blocks team. And Kevin Durant had a lot to do with that. But the Warriors had two blocks tonight. They have 12 in five games. So after being toward the tops of the leaderboard in blocks, and that's one reason why they're giving up a lot of points. 127 again tonight, 70 in the second half. And Tom, but again, it's going to be a year where, you know, tonight they were competitive for a long time, and then the third quarter came on, and LaMarcus Aldridge got hot, and they really don't have the personnel to deal with him right now.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to look for, I guess you could say, baby steps.
Well, I mean, look, that team had length.
Yeah.
They had length all over the place. They had more length than Dirk Diggler. You kidding me? This team does not have any of that. Jeez. Keep it together, okay? Let's go. We're trying to get to the post game.
It's time.
But already it's time? Jeez. I'm just getting started.
Oh, my goodness.
Just getting started. Well, what do they have? I mean, Willie Cauley-Stein.
Warriors Radio, a unique broadcast.
But he's not really a rim protector. Draymond is a little bit.
Yep.
But that's all you got. And when you have guys, especially big guys, that have to fly out at shooters because they're setting pick and rolls, then you have nothing. That's why you give up offensive rebounds. It's not like they weren't trying. They were just too small. You know, you get Pirtle in there tipping it back and forth, Aldridge in there tipping it back and forth. And they just have deficiencies that they haven't had to deal with in the past. I mean, they could rebound. They could defend on the perimeter, and they could defend the rim. They don't have that right now. They're having a hard time defending the rim. We saw in the second half particularly how penetration broke them down. And then all of a sudden penetration breaks you down. Wide open three, White. Wide open three, Forbes. Mills out there for a three. So it's just a struggle. You gotta find something. And that's what early in the season is going to be, finding your identity. They've had an identity over the last 4 or 5 years. They don't have an identity now. What are they going to be good at? Can they be a good defensive team? They haven't been so far. They haven't given up less than 120 so far. Can they get better? How can they get better? You know, it's a coaching staff's job to try to figure that out. Okay, what can we do? What can we hang our hat on? Is it going to be threes? Is it going to be defending the threes? Just something. Just try to find something. Okay, you know what? We're going to win this aspect of the game tonight and then move on from there. I mean, look, we know. We could say it every game. This team's going to struggle. They just don't have the talent they had. They don't have the talent they had at the beginning of the year. So it's going to be tough for them all year, and you just look for positives. And for me tonight, it was Poole.
Yeah.
And this could be a good year for him to get 20 minutes a night, 24 minutes a night, and really try to grow and feel comfortable and feel like, you know what, I belong in this league. I'm getting minutes, and it's showing, and I'm playing well against some really good teams. So, you know, you just try to find little positives. Yeah. I think that's what the players have to do, too. Because you can get beaten up mentally. I played for the Clippers. I know this. It's tough when everyone has a poor attitude. And I liked all my teammates. It was fun playing with them.
Right.
It was just, oh, we play for the Clippers. We stink. And that just kind of seeps into every aspect of an organization. So that'll be the biggest job this year. And we had a lot of veterans, so it's harder. With young guys, it's easier. But for Draymond, this will be a bigger job than leading that other team. That other team didn't need a leader as much. This team needs one.
Yep.
And this is where he's going to have to really step up and be the leader that they need this year. Kind of understand where they're at and try to help him along. He's the vet. He's won. And I think that's the challenge for him this year.
And especially the fact that, you know, the losing is going to get to him, I think, more than anybody else.
Yep.
He's not used to losing. He's won everywhere he's been, high school, college, pro. And so I think it's going to be a year where his patience is going to be tested. And you mentioned his leadership. That's going to be tested. And so it's going to be an interesting year. You know, we got the news today. Steph Curry is out for three months before they reevaluate him with his hand and had surgery on it today. So it's going to be a year of growth. Now, tonight, you know, Jordan Poole had a great night. Eric Paschal had one the other night, and I think that's what we're going to see too. If we start seeing one of those players or one of the young players be consistently good night after night, that's when you see the growth, and maybe we'll see that. Hopefully, we'll see that later in the year.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking, you know, for this team week to week, but really, for us and for fans month to month? Does this team look different to start December than it looks now? And does it look different to start January? Because know this, most teams in the league are going to want a pound of flesh from the Warriors. The Warriors have been smacking people around for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And even though the guys that were doing the smacking aren't here anymore for various reasons, they're still wearing that jersey.
Yep.
And they still have the same owner. They still have the same coaching staff. So there's gonna be a lot of guys out there like, oh, it's our turn now.
Yeah.
It's our turn now. So that's another something you got to be ready for.
The Chicago Bulls went through that a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the early 2000s. Tomorrow, Charlotte comes to town.
Yep.
And, you know, speaking of rookies, I'm very excited to see P.J. Washington. He's off to a pretty good start.
He's off to a great start. Yeah. You know, I didn't see this. I watched him when he was at Kentucky, and he was one of the guys that stayed. You know, all the guys in Kentucky leave when
secretly play the old NCAA game, don't you?
Play the old NCAA game. But I didn't see, like, he's shooting well from three, and you could see the athleticism. And it's almost like when I look at quarterbacks now coming out of college and try to envision them in an NFL game.
Right.
You have to change your sights a little bit because the game is so different.
Right.
With college, you have to do that as well, because when you look at fives and fours and what guys can do, you're like, well, I don't know. But the game is so different now that if you're a four, you don't have to be 6'9", 6'10". I mean, that's when I played. Those were big, big dudes. The game is different. Now it's speed. Can you defend the three-point line? Can you shoot a three occasionally? That's really what you need to have. Every position but a center, and sometimes a center, it helps as well. So, you know, I think staying at Kentucky has paid off for him. Sometimes, you know, you stay there 3 or 4 years. I can't remember, was he a junior? He might have been a senior, but I know he's an upperclassman.
He's an upperclassman. He's 21 years old.
Yeah.
So, and I think, that, you know, we see a little bit of that with Eric Paschal. Maybe not as dramatic,
yep.
obviously,
mm-hmm.
but you can see he understands angles a little bit. He understands where, like tonight, he got that one, made a one play in the paint where he's got, oh, I'm open from about 6 feet
yep.
here. I'm just going to turn and put this up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he understands that, and I don't think you have to do as much teaching with an older player than you do with the 18s and 19-year-olds.
Maturity.
So, yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, the more basketball you play, the more things you see. And the more things you see, the more things you're comfortable with. It's really that simple.
And you know who else is off to a good start? It's Devontae Graham.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
man, he's had some monster games.
Yes, he has.
I was like, jeez, this guy's going off. Man, I liked him at Kansas, but I didn't see that coming.
Right, exactly.
At all. But you know what? When you get on a team, you look at their team, and you're like, okay, who's going to score for them? Well, I don't know. Is it going to be Rozier? I know they paid big money for him after they lost Kemba. He's not really that guy. Cody Zeller, okay. Maybe, you know, mid-teens.
The basketball playing Zeller.
Exactly. Yeah. Miles Bridges, he's had some games this year, and he was a high draft pick. But you start thinking, man, we can go out there and get ours. You know, we can go out there and just let it go because we don't have that veteran. I'm still waiting for Malik Monk to see if he can be a player. I've seen him get so hot in games that he just throws up stuff and it barely touches the net. But he hasn't really been that guy just quite yet, so... Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
he had 18 the other night in South.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of youth out there on the court for both sides,
mm-hmm.
so that'll be interesting.
Should be a fun night, and, of course, we get it underway early tomorrow. 5 o'clock pregame.
Yep.
5:30 with the tip here at Chase Center.
Good thing you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have shown up in the second half.
Oh, man. I'd have been here third quarter. What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Oh, boy.
We should let everybody know all weekend games are 5:30, right?
Correct.
All weekend home games
correct.
Are 5:30.
Correct.
So plan accordingly.
Any college football game you're looking at tomorrow?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's not a ton. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Oh, that's always
which
good.
You can't even call
always
it that
good.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so soft. They can't call it the world's just a party. Just I don't even call it a party. People get hurt at parties, so I don't know. Just call it an outdoor football game. That one I want to watch, and then...
They still hold that in Jacksonville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then Utah's at Washington and Oregon's at USC.
Yeah.
So got a couple Pac-12 tilts. And you know what else? SMU and Memphis is on ABC tomorrow night. They're both top 25 now.
SMU and Memphis?
Yeah, I know. Go figure. SMU's 15th, Memphis 24th. Let's go. Give it up for the ponies.
Yeah.
Give it up for the ponies.
And the Tigers.
Yeah. But next week,
yes.
The following week, you get Bama and LSU.
I know, that's going to be
And
huge.
Penn State and, Minnesota. There you go, RC, Minnesota. Two 8-0 teams playing back-to-back.
Minnesota is, that's a team that you guys always have trouble with, right?
Yeah, they have us.
They have us. They have your number.
They have our number.
For some reason, Gophers just do it to the Lions.
They do, regardless of where.
They say that's the first time I think that's ever happened where they've played two 8-0 teams have played back-to-back games.
Wow.
Yep. You're going to have, I think, Penn State, Minnesota play, and then LSU and Bama play. So that'll be a fun night, fun day, too.
Well, I'm keeping my eyes on Sac State and Weber State tomorrow night, baby.
What channel is that on?
It is on TV, by the way.
Oh, well, it, what isn't on TV?
I know.
You can find anything on TV nowadays. You look hard enough, you will find it on TV.
It's unbelievable.
I think Cornell was on today.
The Big Red.
Exactly.
Ed Marinaro.
Good chewing gum, too. We should probably go, huh?
Yeah, I think we should go.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, see you tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
Hopefully with a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have an extra large sweatshirt, please donate to Tommy. It gets a little cool here in the cyber policy broadcast booth.